Okay, here's ample notice. Mother's Day is next Sunday. That's right, 1 week, 7 days. Even if you haven't been thinking about it, you won't be surprised to learn that the people at Hallmark Cards have. As reported in a recent issue of The New Yorker, the giant greeting card factory in Kansas City works year-round to make sure that it gets a large share of the dollars spent on mom. Nancy Salisbury is the editorial director for Mother's Day at Hallmark Cards, and she joins us from member station KCUR in Kansas City. Nancy, thanks for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Is this Mother's Day already in the past for you?
Yes, it is. It's been done for at least a year.
Really? You work a year ahead of time?
Yes, we do.
Oh my goodness, you know, so many other people procrastinate when it comes to Mother's Day. I mean, you know, you buy a card that afternoon and go over and say hi, and you're working a year ahead of time?
Well, we have to get the cards analyzed and written and drawn and manufactured and shipped, and it takes us that long to do it.
So next Mother's Day is almost in the past for you now, right?
Almost,
Oh,
yes.
my goodness. What do you consider in writing the cards? What's taken into consideration?
Well, we always are concerned about the different relationships between the sender and their mother. And the main theme always is honoring the role of mothers on Mother's Day, but our senders have different emotions they want to express.
Do sons buy different cards from daughters?
Yes, they do. And we make cards specifically for sons to send to their mothers, and we make cards specifically from daughters.
And what, how would they differ, do you think? I mean, other than, you know, Happy Mother's Day from your son.
Well, men tend to not be afraid to mention that they might have been a bit of a problem when they were growing up. They apologize sometimes for being trouble to their moms, but they aren't afraid also to express their love and to say how much they appreciate all their mother did for them all their lives.
Ah, and daughters too.
Daughters are very open in their expressions of love and gratitude to their mothers. Women are the communicators, so they're not shy about that.
How is it determined how you display the cards in the store?
We have a model line that we fill every year, and the model line is based on the sending situations that are required. And so we display the cards in starting at the beginning, usually they're to mother, to mom, and then they move on down to wife, daughter, sister, friend. From both, from daughter, from son, that sort of thing.
Sending situations. That sounds so
Yes.
businesslike, sending
Yes.
situations.
Well, it is a business for us, but we're in the business of helping people express their emotions and their thoughts and their feelings.
How do you figure out what is going to sell? Is it
Well,
scientific, almost?
it's fairly scientific for us. We keep records of the sales of each individual card nationwide. We get those, what we call retail ratings back. We find those things that worked the best and those things that didn't work as well. And we try to improve every year. We try to improve on what we've done and eliminate things that aren't as popular. And then we're always looking for new ground. We like to be innovative and we like to try to find new situations and keep abreast of what's going on in society.
You know, this is a business for you, and but it's also a sentimental occasion. I mean, probably,
Yes.
you know, one of the most sentimental that a human can have. Do you ever lose perspective on the occasion?
I don't think so. In fact, we do a lot of research and we talk to people and we ask them, what is it you want to say to your mother on Mother's Day or to your wife or to your daughter? They give us very heartfelt stories about how their moms saved all their cards. They didn't even know it, and their mothers had been saving all their cards all their lives, and they find them, you know, later on. So we really, really try to hone in on the heart of all the different emotional levels and stories that go on between people and their mothers and their moms and their sisters and their wives.
So, what are you doing for Mother's Day?
I will be going to dinner, and I will have my mother there and my daughter-in-law there, and we will be exchanging cards.
Betty Norris's daughter, Nancy Salisbury, is the editorial director for Mother's Day at Hallmark Cards. She joined us from the studios of KCUR in Kansas City. Thank you very much, and I hope you both have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much.